Thanks for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible, Proverbs chapter 5, verses 11 through 14. These verses say this, "And at the end of your life you groan when your flesh and body are consumed, and you say, how I hated discipline, and my heart despised reproof. I did not listen to the voice of my teachers or incline my ear to my instructors. I am at the brink of utter ruin in the assembled congregation." God is not silent about sexual sin. That's what this verse is talking about. It's talking about purity and the regrets at the end of life when a person follows his or her own ways. God's never silent about that. He doesn't whisper needed truth. He doesn't spell out the words to protect our innocent ears. In this section of Proverbs, God slams the hammer down on four important warnings. Here's the first one. He says sexual sin ends in regret. For too many people, they begin to evaluate their actions at the end of their life when all they can do is groan over the consequences. While it's never too late for forgiveness, it may be too late to repair relationships. Our kids don't enter a growth freeze while we get our act together. So think about the legacy that you're going to leave, and that legacy starts today. Sexual sin results in the lapse of discipline. It's about letting your guard down. A sinful lapse of discipline is costly. In one moment of unbridled passion, a marriage can be destroyed, a family lost, and a reputation ruined. Sexual sin produces arrogance. The most arrogant people I've ever spoken with are those engaged in sexual sin. Their hearts spurn instruction. When you jettison God's instruction and follow your sinful nature, you become self-absorbed and self-centered. And sexual sin is never a private matter. The Apostle Paul wrote, "Do not be deceived. God does not mock. A man reaps what he sows. The one who sows to please the sinful nature from that nature will reap destruction. And the one who sows to please his spirit from that spirit will reap eternal life." So sooner or later, those who continue in sin will come to ruin in the midst of the assembly, this passage says. So here's some talking points. Too many believers fall into sexual sin, secret or public. And if you're involved in sexual sin, confess that sin today, right now, openly and honestly to God. Name the sin. Sexual sin often attacks the unguarded person who says, "This could never happen to me." Ask God to check your pride and protect you from sexual sin. Father, protect us from ourselves. Keep us humble before you. May we live our lives following hard after you with no regrets. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And again, we'd love to pray for you here at The Journey. Just email your request, ronmoore@ronmoore.org.